Good morning. We are at a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The issue, Alan, immigration, children separated from families, it won't end. Let's deal with what happened in New York yesterday. Governor Andrew Cuomo toured campus of a child care agency for what the Times calls a rare glimpse at the conditions in which children separated from their parents are being held. He was outraged and talked about how literally children were sneaked into New York. They weren't notified. They weren't told. And now they're beginning to learn what the conditions are, where the boys are, where the girls are, and it's a complicated mess.
You bet. First of all, here's Cuomo, and he is using his gubernatorial chops to make clear to voters that he's the guy that they want. And so, motive aside, there's no question that what has happened here with the Trump administration is terrible. And a lot of politicians are saying, I'll have some of that, and they should. We can't question their motives. We can only say it's important that they speak up now. Trump, for his part, David, has made it clear that they're not going to separate children from their parents, except that there's one small hitch. They've already done it. And as you've just indicated, they are all over the country at this stage of the game. Reuniting them with their parents is going to be very, very tough. And so said Trump in a press availability yesterday. As for shipping them into New York, as I told you, I think yesterday, I had a call in the middle of the night that it was going on. Everybody was very shocked. And by the morning, the tabloids, the New York Times, everybody had it. And it defies imagination, the cruelty of a president of the United States who could have picked up a phone and said, cut that out. In the beginning, didn't do it, denied that he had the power to do it. And then when he did it, didn't even bother to apologize for having lied to the American people. Terrible.
Does it have any long-term impact on the president? I've seen some suggestions that when it comes to this issue, the images, the voices of crying children could carry all the way to the voting booth.
Well, David, it might. You know, Time Magazine, The New Yorker, they both had little children standing next to this basically vilified president who was looking down on them. And this is something that every parent, every uncle and aunt, every grandparent can understand quite well. The idea of taking a little baby or a little child, a two-year-old or a three-year-old or a 10-year-old away from his parents or her parents, a terrible situation, and that's going to hurt him. They had Melania Trump on a plane yesterday saying, you know, I don't care to you. What in the world is that all about? You know, she was trying to show that she was compassionate, but that jacket showed anything but that, left an awful lot up to interpretation.
Very interesting, just on the fact that you would think someone on that level would understand that the interpretation could be taken in many different ways.
David, one would have to think that before she put that piece of clothing on, it was looked at by the people who really are running the White House. I've always believed that Melania Trump is not a separate agent. To some degree, she may be, but I think basically the White House is controlling the message.
We often hear the cliche, nothing life is certain except for death and taxes. We'll add another tax on the internet now to the list. Supreme Court has ruled that states can require online retailers to collect sales tax.
This is bad news for a lot of people who aren't paying that tax. On the other hand, if you were running a store or a business in one of those states collecting taxes, it really was a bit of a disadvantage that people who were doing it online didn't have to pay those taxes, or that people didn't have to pay them to them. So that gives them a competitive advantage. In the end, those of us who have to pay a little bit more aren't going to be happy about it. Of that, we can be sure. And the people who operate in the internet, or as Ray Graff always tells us, the interweb, are going to be hurt a little bit. But I tell you, right now, stores are closing up all over the country that people go into, you know, where they used to be haberdashers or others. David, those stores on the main streets are basically closing, and people are using one-day delivery services or two-day delivery services on the web.
Speaking of paying more, the pushback now on the tariffs, Alan. Europe strikes back with tariffs on $3.2 billion of U.S. goods, and that means American goods like bourbon and motorcycles and much more, including the steel and aluminum tariffs, are going to cost more for Americans.
Well, that's right. If you were one of the European democracies and you had been really hurt by Trump's arbitrary actions on tariffs, you would have to strike back. Now, clearly, the United States holds the upper hand here and can hurt the Europeans more than they can hurt back. On the other hand, it is interesting that just like the Chinese, the Europeans are looking at the places where Trump won, those red states, to do the most harm in terms of their getting back at America.